For the past several weeks, the Bible readings we use at Trinity Lutheran Church reflect God's Word as given through Moses. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. The parable of the Good Samaritan built on a question about this verse, while the account of the thankful Samaritan leper is a practical application of this verse. Our gospel reading this week included the words of Jesus, a paraphrase of God's directive given through Moses, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Our Old Testament lesson this week is another practical example of the faith which trusts in God to provide what we need to sustain this body and life. It is the story of Elijah and a widow who lived in the Phoenician town of Zarephath. It is the story of the widow's faith and God providing for her and her household during a great drought. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we do so knowing that our Heavenly Father provides all we need to support this body and life. Time and again we hear of people who have lost everything due to fire or flood or storm or wind and get immediate aid and comfort. This week's Old Testament lesson is an example of the Father's love and the faith which trusts in Him. May our Lord grant us grace to hear and believe His merciful promises. Amen.